What is going on, everybody? Before we get into today's awesome episode of the Geek Easy Podcast, I just wanted to take a few minutes just kind of let you guys know what's going on, just to, you know, kind of plug some things, promote myself. That's cool, right? Yeah, you guys are cool with that. So first of all, San Diego Comic-Con just happened. Who was there? I was, and it was awesome. And guess what else I did while I was there? I shot all kinds of videos. Have you guys watched any of my videos yet? I think you probably should go check them out. There's some really great stuff there. I stopped by several of the toy booths there, got lots of interviews, lots of footage of all the great stuff coming out. So you guys definitely should head on over to pixel-dan.com, check out all of my coverage of San Diego Comic-Con. You can also find me on YouTube. Just search Mandalorian 30 or search Pixel Dan. Either way, you'll find me there. And go ahead and hit that subscribe button while you're there. Why don't you, huh? That way you'll just automatically get fed my new videos every time I upload something. So, San Diego Comic-Con, lots of coverage out there. Make sure you guys check that out. And also make sure you head on over to Pixel Pal, Toy News International at toynewsi.com. Those guys are amazing with their news and updates on everything in the world of toys and action figures. Great friends with those guys. Lots of my videos are also posted on that site, but they are probably the best go-to place for all things about toys and action figures from events like San Diego Comic-Con and any of those really cool conventions where the toy companies go to reveal things. So definitely check them out. ToyNewsEye.com. And while we're speaking about cool toys, you guys should definitely be checking out NerdRageToys.com. You want to add some new cool toys to your collection, right? Well, NerdRageToys.com is definitely the place to check out. These guys have an amazing selection of toys and action figures, from vintage toys, you know, the cool stuff that we played with as kids, all the way up to the current stuff. You want to get your hands on the new Star Wars Black Series? You know, the 6-inch Star Wars figures from Hasbro? Well, pre-orders for Wave 2 just went live at NerdRageToys.com. And they've got an amazing selection of older stuff. Like I said, I mean, you can go there, you could buy things like Bucky O'Hare toys. You could buy Computer Warriors toys. You could buy Cops and Crooks, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, Masters of the Universe, Marvel Legends. These guys have an amazing selection of toys that you can add to your collection. Stock up your shelves, get some cool new things to play with. NerdRageToys.com is the place to do that. Official sponsor of Pixel-Dan.com and, of course, the official sponsor of all of my San Diego Comic-Con coverage. So head on over there, NerdRageToys.com. Buy some new toys. Check them out. Do it now.
Greetings, fellow nerds and geeks. Why don't you pull yourself up a chair, grab yourself a beverage, and prepare to enjoy a geek-tastic conversation. Welcome to the Geek Easy.
All right, guys, welcome to another installment of the Geek Easy Podcast. Today's going to be a really fun episode because you probably hear some background noise right now. And that's because I'm actually recording from Hennessy's in San Diego. So I'm actually recording the Geek Easy Podcast at the Speakeasy. How cool is that? That's pretty awesome. And I've got a special guest here with me. It's San Diego Comic-Con weekend, and I thought it would be pretty fun to bring this particular guy on. You probably already heard his voice right at the beginning of this podcast, because he's the very talented voice actor who does all of my intros and outros for my podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Brian T. Stevenson to the show. Brian, how's it going, buddy?
Good, man. Good. How are you doing? I'm having a blast. I love this.
Oh, man, this is fantastic, isn't it? It's so much work, and it's so tiring, but it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much fun just being around this atmosphere, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, this is the first year we've had a con booth for Spy Monkey Creations where we're actually selling product, and I'm exhausted, and this is the only vacation I'm going to get this year.
Right?
And I'm working the whole time.
You're working the whole time, I know.
It is the most fun I've had. I mean, I've been coming to Comic-Con for 23 years. This is my 23rd
consecutively?
Oh, my 23rd attendance at Comic-Con, and I'm having a blast.
You got a lot on me. This is my fourth year, and I've been here 4 years in a row, and
I just remember the first time I came, how like overwhelming the whole thing was.
Yeah.
And I think that's something like let's talk about that a little bit first, just to kind of anybody that's never been to San Diego Comic-Con before, like they just don't realize how insane this place really is. I mean, it's so big. There are so many people here. It's impossible to walk.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
This place.
We have a guest actually with us, Fireball13Z.
That's right.
From the org.
A good buddy, Matt Stein.
Yeah, Matt
Shout
Stein.
Out to him.
He's
yeah.
here with us, and it's his very first San Diego Comic Con, and he's hanging out with the Spy Monkey crew. And he's overwhelmed. He's absolutely just shock and awe. Preview night just
yeah.
wiped him out.
I was talking to him about it earlier. He said, yep, this is my first and my last.
Yeah,
like, he doesn't even want to come back after this
one. He's like, I'll live vicariously through you cats for the rest of whatever. He says, you guys come out to Dragon Con and meet and hang out with me, and all will be good. He's looking really forward to PowerCon, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. PowerCon is fantastic. I'll tell you what, San Diego is definitely not for everybody, you know?
No.
It's one of those conventions that's like... It's just, it's so big and it's gotten so huge and there's so much going on here that this may not actually be the thing that you're looking for.
And it grows every year. I mean, it's the true diehard geek mecca. I mean, this is, I mean, you have really got to love this environment and the people and everything in order to come in and do this.
Right.
So, I mean, and I'm one of those people. You know, I mean, no matter how crazy it gets, it's absolutely amazing.
Oh, I'm the same way. I'm the same way. I was actually just having that conversation with my wife earlier. I'm like, it's so much work, especially doing what I do, because I'm trying to, like, take these videos of all this stuff. So
right.
I'm here and there, and I'm everywhere, and I've got appointments all day. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I'm sitting in the hotel, and I'm editing, and I'm tired, but I love this.
Yeah.
I love this so much.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like I really look forward to this every year. I get to see guys like you that I don't get to see every day, talk to every day.
How you doing?
Yeah, you do.
You do. We do.
See, Brian's so popular, people are just coming up to him right now talking about his toys. So let's talk about your toys.
Okay, I love talking about my toys.
So you're with Spy Monkey Creations,
yes.
And hopefully everybody that's listening to this knows exactly who that is. I've done several reviews of your awesome products. You guys can check them out at spymonkeycreations.com. And one of the lines that you guys are here really heavily promoting is the Weaponeers of Mon-Ka line.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
That's our flagship line. You know, we started out, you know, for people that don't know, just to recap, we started out doing hand-cast resin weapons and accessories for 6- and 7-inch action figures lend themselves very well to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe and other lines, Thundercats, Ninja Turtles, Transformers, that kind of stuff. We moved into, we've known Matt Doty of O'Neill Design for a long time,
okay,
father
awesome.
Of the Glios system.
Yes.
And we started using his Glios system on our weapons, and we did full factory production. And in doing the weapons, we really always wanted to do our own action figure and toy line.
Doesn't everybody?
So
that's cool.
The idea was, well, let's take the nostalgia of all of our 80s properties that we love so much and, you know, mix them up a little bit and see if we can't create our own world. You know, that taps into that nostalgia, and that's what we did. And the story is they're actually the creatures and the beings that created the weapons that preceded them, and scattered them throughout all of the different toy universes.
I love that.
So that's where they came from. And they started to evolve to where now they've surpassed the weapons. And the fiction and the characterizations and everything that we give the characters... I mean, we get more compliments on the story and the prose and all of that than we do on the toys. And I mean, we have parents telling us that they read them to their kids at night, you know, as bedtime stories, and that's great. You know?
Oh, absolutely! I think that is so cool that, like, you guys just wove this whole really cool, intricate story to tell with these action figures. So it's just like the stuff we had when we were kids. You know, you always had these great stories. You would flip over the back of packaging, you would get bios, you would get little bits of information about these characters, and that's the same kind of thing you guys are doing through your website for these characters.
Yeah,
and
it's
love that.
And all of that is free.
Yeah.
You know, you buy the figures, but all of that you get for free. You can just go on our website at any time, and it's always there, and you can read it, you can print it out, you know, it's always there.
Right, and so you talked about how this uses the Glios system, and for anybody that's not familiar with that, it's this really great system that was put together by O'Neill Design, which you can check out at onelldesign.com, and it's this very cool interchangeable pop-and-play kind of feature where the figures pop apart at all the joints, the heads, the arms, the wrists, the legs, everything, which allows you to mix and match the parts. You can create your own creations with it. All the other parts are interchangeable with the other figures, so you can mix and match them. So why don't you kind of tell us about, like, how it is working with that whole process? Like, how did you guys kind of conceptualize that and put it into your own action figures?
Well, Jeremy Sung, who's the other half of Spy Monkey Creations.
Yes, yeah, Jeremy, woo!
He's been really good friends. We were kind of Matt Doty's, you know, some of his first customers when he would come to Comic-Con and bring his hand-cast resin figures. Yeah. It still had the system, and the system was a little more rudimentary than it is now. I mean, it was very, you know, it was in its beginning stages.
Right.
And he was still kind of feeling things out and figuring out how it was going to work. And,
right.
And with the resins have got a lot different tolerance, you know, and clearances than PVC. It's not as forgiving. So there was a lot of that going on. And just kind of built that relationship, you know, got to know him and be friends with him. And that's mostly on Jeremy's end. Now, I got to meet Matt a couple years later. And as a matter of fact, we're so tight-knit and close and really into getting down to the nitty-gritty of these designs.
Right.
The armory was devised literally on the bathroom floor in Matt's hotel room.
Wow.
While everyone else with the O'Neill team was asleep, Matt, Jeremy, and I were cocktail napkins and the scratch pads from the hotel room on the floor, like, okay, this part should break apart this way and this part should go that way.
That is so
and
cool.
We should make this because then this will double as this and this will flip around and be that.
Yeah.
And you can build a bird out of all the weapons, you know. It's like, here's perch, here's it, but it's also a shield. You know, we went through all that kind of stuff and all those iterations. So really getting down, and the relationships built within the Glios family, those are the cornerstones and the bedrock that the toys are built on. I mean,
absolutely,
it's all about integrity, and that's why the Four Horsemen, you know, they play in that sandbox too. I mean,
yeah,
they're outer spacemen, and
the Power Lords
are
so
all
exciting.
Going to be Glios compatible, and
right.
that totally blows out of the water. And it's like, there's so much more that's coming that we can do with that system, which has been Matt's dream all along. You know,
right.
That's been Doty's dream all along.
And that is so
just
incredible.
Get that to where everybody can just get along and use that and make wonderful, fun toys. Make toys again.
Right.
Things you can play with and not just put on a shelf and say, that's real pretty.
Yeah, that's exactly what these things are. They're fun. They are so much fun. And it's been great watching just the Glios system just get bigger and bigger. Like you said, just over the last few years, we've seen it just grow all over the place because everybody's starting to dabble in it and play with it.
And
all these compatible parts.
We were really worried, too, going outside the normal Glios scale.
Yeah.
Because our stuff is much larger and much bulkier than what the normal Glios fare is. And we were really kind of worried about it. And it took some time. Some of the really hardcore Glios purists, because every toy line has their purists.
Yeah.
They were really hard. It was a hard sell for some of those guys. But once some of them started getting them in hand and customizing their own, going outside of the world and the characters we've created to just use the parts, just mind-boggling. The steam that it picked up. You know, we debuted at PowerCon last year, and we went on sale October 1st, right after PowerCon. And, you know, we had 6 characters.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them sold really well. Some of them kind of hung out for a little bit.
Right.
And when we did our second drop, which was in May, around the 1st of May.
Right.
One week, we sold out of every bit of product we had in the store.
That's awesome.
And that was just based on, I mean, we went from in, like, November having maybe 400 or 500 likes on our Facebook page to now we're well over 1,000 just a few months later.
That's awesome.
And all from word of mouth and people that actually buy the toys. You know? So we don't do a whole lot of, like, outside promotion or anything like that. It's all just within the collector community.
That's great. Yeah, I've one of the things about, like, the indie stuff like this is I always notice that it is very niche. It's a very niche market. And I think a lot of people out there don't realize just how big this the whole indie toy scene is, especially with the Glios stuff now. And that's why I love it. I love this kind of stuff. And I do a lot of videos trying to help spread the word and get the word out there, because I just want people to realize that there is this really fun stuff out there, and it's just so much fun to play with. There's this great community out there that just really loves this stuff, and I just think what you guys are doing is so cool.
Thank you.
So interesting to me too, just to hear like the story you just told about sitting in the bathroom designing the toys.
Yeah,
like, that is so cool to hear about that kind of stuff. You know,
and the weaponeers, literally me and Jeremy sitting at my dining room table in my kitchen, you know, with Sculpey, some styrene, and a bunch of drawings.
Yeah.
You know, and fleshing these guys out and bringing them to life. And, you know, that first Gollum drawing, you know, that we ever did, you know, and Brutok. Brutok completely came out of, I mean, that was just something where I was like, oh, I'm going to doodle this guy. And Brutok's my baby. I mean, that's my boy, you know. It's like, that's, I mean, I cannot believe that something that came out of my, and that he's a fan favorite. You know?
Oh, yeah, he's great. You know, he's so cool.
And any color that we run him in, everybody loves that head, and I'm a proud papa, man. That
awesome
makes me
spikes and everything.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like that, my heart just warms every time. You know, I'd say, and people might think I'm being a little too enthusiastic and crazy about my own stuff, but man,
no, man, you should be proud of that
when
stuff,
when it's something you made out in the world. You know, it's just like being a parent and having a kid. And I mean, I know people are like, hey, you don't know, you don't have kids, but you know, it is that thing where it's like you look at it and you're like, wow, that's my creation out there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's bringing people joy.
I totally get it, dude. I totally get it. I mean, like, it's anytime I get anybody telling me that they enjoy, like, the videos that I put together, especially when I see kids that enjoy my videos, it just really makes you proud. Oh. So I totally get the feeling. And I can imagine, like, especially, like, you were telling me stories about kids earlier. Seeing kids playing with your toys, how great does that feel?
Oh, man. Man, it just, Nate Bartsch, who is, you know, is a good friend, and as actually one of our, is our illustrator that does the drawings for our prose now, for our stories. He's always posting pictures online of him and his kids down on the floor playing with the Glios parts.
Oh, that is so
cool. And when I see all of the Weaponeers figures that they're building and all that stuff mixed in, it's like, man, that just feels so good. And it's not just because he doesn't just play with them because, and his kids don't just play with them because they're, you know, they're kind of partnered up with us in a way. They actually enjoy it, you know. It's a, and my nephew, he can't get enough of them,
Yeah.
Just so that many,
so, cool.
so many people that I talk to, just or I went home for Thanksgiving. I'm at home for Thanksgiving, and I came from a really podunk small town in southern Arizona.
Yeah.
And there's the guy at the Circle K. Circle K is a convenience store, you know. It's regional, I'm sure. But I'm standing there, like, getting a bottle of water, you know. And he looks at my – and I had my Spy Monkey T-shirt on.
Oh.
And he looks at me and he goes, hey! And it's, you know, I mean, it's southern Arizona, so it's down close to Mexico. And he's like, hey, man, Jordan, Spy Monkey, you know the Spy Monkeys? And I'm like, I'm one of the Spy Monkeys. And he goes, oh, man. He goes, man, I got your swords, and I got your shields, and I got your toast. He's like,
oh,
man,
yeah.
I got all your stuff for the He-Mans that I have. And the new stuff that comes apart, man, and your figure. And he just kept going on.
Oh, that is so cool.
And I'm like, and I told him, I said, you know, I was born and raised, and I grew up here. And he's like, no way. And he yells in the back. He goes, hey, the guy from Spy Monkeys was grown up here. And I'm like,
that
was like, okay, that's pretty cool.
That is so awesome.
And I'm like sitting there going, you know, nobody's going to believe this story.
Right?
But, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, this is a thing that happened. So
that is awesome.
It just kind of blew me away.
Oh,
so was,
yeah,
it was,
absolutely.
It was a lot of fun. So
that
I love that kind of stuff. You know, I love people. And people have been coming up to my booth and, and when Jeremy and I are both there and just, I mean, people that we don't get to see every day, you know, because, like, we know them by name because we're a two-man company that we know. It's like we take the orders. We
right.
fill the orders. We
right.
ship the orders, you know. It's like
we do it
We do all the customer service, all the interaction, you know. It's like, I mean, we're a one-stop shop, you know. And all the people that we meet online, being here, having them actually walk up and getting to put faces to names that are beyond an email address or an avatar that's that big on your phone.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really cool, you know? It's
absolutely.
Like, anyway, it's like I'm gushing too much
absolutely.
About my own
it,
stuff. It's like, here, let me pat myself
that's
on the back
some more.
That's
what you're here for. That's what you're here for. I'm patting you on the back with this podcast. How about that? So talking about, like, the creations and stuff, one thing, admittedly, I love the Glio stuff. I'm not very creative with that stuff. You know, I sit there and, like, I pull it apart and I'm like, what can I build with this? I don't know. I'm not very good at it. And it always blows my mind sometimes, like, just seeing the things that people put together.
Oh, yeah.
With the Glio stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, how does that make you feel? Like, because you talk about how proud you are of Brutok, but then you see what other people do with your stuff.
Oh,
like, how cool is that?
I try my best to scour for that kind of stuff and compliment and encourage. I'm like, you know what? Because there are people that just want to keep them as the figures that they were created as.
Right, which is pretty much what I end up doing.
Yeah, which is great. But then when someone else sees something that I may not have even seen in creating it, and can find a configuration that it all works in that never crossed my mind.
Right.
I'm blown away, and it's like, and I have to make it a point to get a hold of some I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Shin Menzinger, Mazinger.
Uh-huh.
I know he's on a lot of different forums and everything, but this guy does crazy builds with our stuff, and he did this thing today where he spun around a chest barrel and stuck Imperius's head on the to where it looked like the gear that's on the top of his head was a bottom jaw, and he put rivets in the holes, and they look the clear rivets that look like eyes. It looked like a grunt from Halo. You know, the way he built it out, it was all squat, had a big hump on its back and everything. And I was like,
that's incredible.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Right?
You know, and it's like something that, I never really thought
that's
of,
incredible.
You know? It's like, and I see people build creatures and vehicles out of them and stuff, and it's just mind-boggling, and I love that. It's just...
It is so cool.
Because, it's like, I was like, okay, I made those parts. I held those parts in my hand. I had a hand in, like sculpting that stuff by hand and drawing it out and seeing people, like, figure out new ways to do things with it. And you'll see that, and we're starting to figure out new things to do with it.
Yeah.
You'll see that, like, in our Weaponeer character that we have here, which is basically an homage to the old DC's Warlord.
Oh, yes.
Mike Grell character. And you're going to see it at PowerCon. You're going to see it at DesignerCon. Our whole, 2013 convention tour is going to be these things we figured out to do with the figures just to make them something new and fresh and for the people that just want to keep them as the configuration and the figure they're in.
Right.
So we're kind of catering to those guys too a little bit now while we're still doing the nondescript golems, you know, that have just a little bit of, minimal paint in the eyes and everything so they can be buildable and customize them and do what they want with. So it's like, it's real neat trying to find where that balance is, or if it's just something where it doesn't matter what, people are going to dig it, or, you know, what people like and don't like. So we're young. We're young as far as toy companies go. I mean, we've been around, our public persona is probably only about 3 years old, three, maybe 4 years old, even though Spy Monkey has been around for probably half a decade, 5-6 years. But we're starting to see, kind of a where everything, where all the pegs fit into the holes.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that's a neat learning process, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, and we're making mistakes and we'll mess up, or, you know, we'll find something that's like, wow, you know, that's like, well, you know, what a great new way to
what
do this.
Stumbled,
you know,
upon,
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, and we do. You get to that whole, wringing of hands. It's like,
right.
I can't wait to show this to the world, you know? And you get real mad scientists with it sometimes. But all the same time, it's like, I mean, love. Absolute love. Because it's like, because we're a small company, you know? It's like, we're not drawing paychecks. You know, whatever we make goes right back in to make more toys.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And it's like,
that's the way it works,
a pure D labor of love. And, you know, I mean, we do well, you know, we're doing really well, but it's just like, we have so many ideas and so many things we want to bring out.
I bet.
It's like, and it's just, you know, and it's, and as we start growing and growing and growing, and with everybody's support, I mean, and without that, without the support of the fans and the support of the customers and the people that keep coming back and buying more and talking about us and hyping us, it just, you know, we wouldn't exist. And, and we're so, so grateful for that. I mean,
awesome.
And we make sure that we're expressing that when they stop by. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, we talked a little bit about like your San Diego exclusive, which was the Warlord kind of homage thing. And I got to say that I'm a total geek for that kind of stuff. Like anything that pays homage to the vintage toy lines that, it's just like an automatic magnet for me. I'm like, gotta have that. Gotta have that.
Mine.
Right? So you made this amazing version of your Imperius figure, right? That's what it is. And he's done with this. He's like the old Remco Warlord figure.
Yeah.
He's got this amazing cloth leopard print cape.
All handmade at my dining room table for 2 weeks. I sat and cut capes and punched holes and measured and that.
Right.
Yeah, just to go that little extra bit, because I was like, you know what? That's going to make this thing even more wicked.
Yeah.
So.
And you even made like a cool little custom card back for him that pays homage to that old Remco card back.
Yeah.
And you've also got another one that it looks like the OMFG figures from October Toys, kind of done in like the flesh tone. Like
the pink. We're sharing a booth with October Toys,
right.
And their OMFG figures, which are a throwback to the old muscle figures.
Right.
Old
so
muscle
it's like
man
this.
Figures.
This is an homage to a toy line that's an homage to another toy line.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
It's like, yeah. And we even have the little OMFG logo tampo printed on the chest of the figure, you know. So, and it's a removable tampo, so it's like you can have just the solid, you know, the plain thing if you want, or, you know, he can be part of the party, and, you know.
Right.
So it's just...
And I know
it's
you
just
got
fun.
And you got more of those coming too. I understand. Like, I know you're not ready to reveal them yet, but I know about some things, and they were very exciting.
Yes.
Some things that we're going to see at PowerCon, right?
Here's what I will do. Our PowerCon exclusive is going to be called the Eternal Barbarian.
Oh, is this the first public announcement of this?
The first public announcement.
How about that?
Yes, so everybody chew on that for a little
bit.
And let the wheels start turning.
The Eternal Barbarian, and it's an exclusive at PowerCon. I'm excited.
We are too.
We can't wait to see it.
We can't wait to see it. I think it's going to blow people's minds. So, it's going to fit right in with PowerCon, and I think people are going to really, really dig it. So.
Awesome. So, future for Spy Monkey Creations. What do you see? What is your vision right now?
Right now, we want to develop a slender body, you know, because we have characters like Ambro, you know, we have characters like Nuoria, the Mistress of Shadow.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking at female figures.
I like it.
Devise a slender body that will work to be both a slender male or with some parts readjustment and everything, be the female body. Being with Glios, you know, we can have removable chest plates and stuff to differentiate between the genders.
Right.
But we want to do that. We really want to do some, we're big fans of Starioars and Microman.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of that stuff. So a lot of that back metal stuff. You've seen that some of
So
we're really wanting to do heads that we can have as either, you know, paints, solids, clears, or that we can vac metal.
So that's something
we're kind of trying to figure out if we can do that. So that's next on the plate for us.
Awesome.
And all within the world of the Weaponeers of Mon Cal. We really want to grow this line because part of it is our nostalgia for our, you know, it's like, why do all of us, you know, 30 and 40 something year old men and women continue to buy these action figures, you know, well into our adulthood? It's because we're the nostalgia generation.
Oh, absolutely, we are.
We love that nostalgia. And
yes.
We go gaga for He-Man and Thundercats and Ninja Turtles and, you know, Monster in My Pocket and, the Mighty Orbots and Jason the Wheeled Warriors and, you know, it's like all that's a mask and, you know, it's like all that stuff. You know, who's to say that the Weaponeers of Mon Cal don't become that He-Man, Transformers, or Thundercats for kids today?
Oh, that would be so cool.
I would love, my dream, because I'm a voice actor, you know.
Yes.
I do cartoons and video games and, you know, animation and commercials and stuff like that.
That'll have to be another podcast.
Yeah,
we need to talk about that sometime.
Yeah, my dream for this line is an animated series.
Oh, that would be great.
I would love to do an animated series. And even if we're still doing all the distribution of the toys ourselves and we never see retail, I'd still love to be, you know, because I've already got it cast.
Yeah?
I've already got it cast. I already, you know.
I know some guy who's got a pretty cool voice.
Yeah. I'm Brutok. They're going to have to pry that guy out of it.
Oh,
they're
going
to have to pry, you know. You know, it's like flat out, you know.
Brutok angry.
I love it.
Brutok smash.
Now we know what Brutok
now
sounds like.
Now we all know what
Brutok
sounds
it.
Like. And I will be Brutok.
Oh, yes, you will. Awesome. So, speaking about, like, retro toy lines, you were talking about Starriers and stuff.
Yes.
If I might throw a recommendation, I think a really cool, like, homage thing you could do with Weaponeers, or just a cool, even to make a paint deco or something. Do you remember a really obscure line from Mattel called the Computer Warriors?
Yes.
How cool would some of those designs look on the Weaponeers, like Rom and some of those characters?
Yeah. Well...
That would be great.
Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
We might have a little something in our storylines developing towards the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one of my, like, guilty pleasure lines.
Well,
like, it's so cool, you know?
If you remember, at the end of the Bloodlust story, things got kind of hairy.
Yeah.
There was some really ugly stuff going down.
Right.
Our next storyline, The Power of the Lifespring, where Imperius enters the Lifespring... And comes out to fight to pretty much match Umbreus, you know, with the power of light.
Oh,
something happens during that battle, that will carry us well into the next year.
Really?
And I'm not going to say anything, but some big changes are coming for some of everyone's very favorite characters in the world.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
And some we'll be introducing new characters and new tribes. Munka is not just comprised of the Giro and the Vilhain.
Uh-oh.
There are very many tribes on Munka, and we kind of tease that a little bit with the bio that the Weaponeer comes with. And so we're going to be meeting a lot more, and not all of them agree with the Giro or the Vilhain philosophy. So we're going to see some tension on Munka.
Excellent.
And we got some really cool stuff planned.
That sounds exciting.
I can't wait.
I hope everybody's as excited as I am right now.
And it's
now,
one of those things
awesome.
Where it's like, I know it all. And I'm like, I want to share so bad. And it's like, we got to wait until we're ready to release.
Imagine.
You know, it's like, I want to tell the world. But I'm like, no. I got to baby steps.
Baby steps, right? Yep. Got to build
out.
The hype.
Yeah,
build the hype.
Build it up.
That's right. Excellent. Well, lots of fun stuff. You guys are doing some amazing things.
Thank you.
I love the Weaponeers of Munka, and everything you guys are doing is so much fun. And I hope we've got our listeners out there kind of excited about it, too.
Hopefully
you guys have already checked them out. But if not, where can they go to find out more information?
They can always look us up on our website, which is www.spymonkeycreations.com. The Weaponeers of Munka have their own website, and that's www.weaponeersofmunka.com. And that's where you can find all the stories, and there's links to the store and bios and all that kind of stuff. Or you can check us out on Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, and I'm at Brian T. Stevenson.
Excellent.
Or you can follow Jeremy on Twitter, and he's at SpyMonkeyJeremy, and we're always ready with an answer.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, Brian, thank you very much for taking the time to sit down and just chat toys with me. This was so much fun.
Absolutely, brother. This is fun. I thank you for having me on.
Awesome. No problem. And we're definitely going to have to do this again sometime.
Absolutely.
We have so many things I'm sure we could be geeking out over together, right? Awesome. Well, there we go. So, guys, thank you very much for taking the time to listen. I think it's about time to wrap this up because, as you can hear, there's a whole party going on around us.
The party is starting.
That's right. We are at the He-Man.org Power Party here at Hennessy's in San Diego at Comic-Con. And Brian and I are now going to go enjoy some drinks. We're going to have some fun. So, guys, thank you for listening. You can check this podcast out on iTunes. Please hit that subscribe button if you're on there. That way you always get a new episode. You can follow me on Twitter at PixelDan. And, of course, visit me online at pixel-dan.com. Until next time, gang.
The Geek Easy Podcast is a production of PixelDan.com. Musical tracks used in the intro and outro are used with full permission of the respective owners or creators. Intro and outro narrations are provided by me, Brian T. Stevenson. Any animated series discussed are copyright their respective owners. PixelDan.com's The Geek Easy Podcast is provided for entertainment purposes only. The views expressed are those solely of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily represent those of PixelDan.com or any other party. Be sure to join us next time for another installment of the Geek Easy Podcast.